It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves, we are back again. Hello. Making waves.
Hello.
I'm drinking an iced latte from One Up, One Down.
One Up, One Down coffee is open and it is beautiful.
Yes.
Inside and out. I highly encourage you to go and check it out.
Yes.
They have other things besides coffee. They have a beautiful interior. They worked very hard to make it so welcoming and cozy. You could go there. I guess you can go there eventually and sit and read a book there. They have tables set up outside. There's a bike rack, so feel free to ride your bike over.
Yes, it's a cool bike rack that has bicycle parking. I like that a lot.
Yes, and a mural. Oh, it's just gorgeous.
That's become a thing with us.
What?
Now we're like, oh, did I have a bike rack? Like wherever we go. Did
they
have a bike
rack? Because the whole COVID thing prompted us to start exercising in various creative ways, and biking has been now more than just exercising. Now it's the way I choose to get around.
Yes, and I don't blame you. You know how I am with parking spots. I'm very proud of when I get a good parking spot.
I know.
I'm going to convert this energy now to bicycle park. Look at the spot I got.
Anyway.
And speaking of alternative exercise, the swimming pools in Trenton.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. What a find.
Shh, don't tell
anybody. Oh, yeah, you know what? No, we don't want to talk about it. We're changing the subject. I don't even want to talk about it. Forget it. Let's get on to the next thing.
I do have to give a shout out to Pauline.
Okay, Pauline.
And her amazing team at the Cooper Pool. They keep it spotless.
Yeah.
They are always so friendly and so gracious and so accommodating. What a beautiful team over there. And I feel like they're my own private country club over
there.
Let's
keep it that way.
It's just lovely.
I like when we're sitting down, we bring our own chairs, reading a magazine, you're reading a book, and like we see Pauline starting to come over. I'm like, oh, well, this is never good.
No.
It's never to say hi. It's always like, okay, you got to get out now.
She's always like, I'm so sorry. You have to get out so that they can spray everything down and keep it clean and keep it safe so they can keep it open, okay, I'll be fine with that. As long as you guys can stay open, I'm happy.
The pool is the safest place to be during
this
time.
It's like you're taking a bath.
You're taking a bath in chemicals.
In bleach.
Corona's not going to survive that.
Anyway, also another thing I want to talk about, if you live in the Trenton area and if you live in the city and if you live near my purview, you might be getting a postcard from me, because as I bike around town, I've been noticing how people are really taking great pride in their homes and making the front of their home look beautiful with flowers and seating and beautiful curb appeal, and taking pride in the neighborhood, making the whole neighborhood uplifted by their effort just to do their own space. And so, and to acknowledge that, we at Trenton Waves are handing out these thank you notes to various homeowners or occupants of homes. And what we want to do is expand this a little bit. So for the fall, when you start to transition to your fall decor with your pumpkins and your corn stalks on your, maybe your Halloween decorations, we want to award prizes. See, this is what happens when I...
It's never just a simple thing.
It's never like,
Will's coming over. Hey, what if we do this? What if we...
It becomes an event.
Yeah. What if we build a bar?
Anyway, so we want to do something for the fall, and then we really want to look to Christmas and maybe have a Christmas light contest or a Christmas decoration contest, and prizes awarded like gift cards to local businesses and local restaurants and so forth.
Right.
So keep your eyes peeled for this. Check out the information on the website.
TrentonWaves.com.
And get involved.
And all the social media.
And you know what? You can do this in your neighborhood if you don't live in the South Ward, so that's just a challenge to those other wards there. But I want to get to our guest.
All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, so we have somebody here today.
Yes.
Who is by far, she's a force to be reckoned with.
Oh,
she's
yes.
She could be, let me see. When I first met Rachel Cogsville.
I remember when I was
a little intimidated.
It was during Taste Trenton.
Yeah, well, it was the Taste Trenton meeting. It was the post-mortem
meeting.
At Mill Hill Saloon.
No.
It wasn't?
It was at Dubai, the day of Taste Trenton. Her hair was dyed blue.
Okay.
She was sitting at the bar with a friend, and we all started talking, and I think Edwin Torres was with us.
Yeah, okay, I do remember that. Yes, I do remember that. All right.
Yeah.
Well, the second time that I met her, I was very intimidated.
I was at Mill Hill Saloon.
Very intimidated by her, because she was very, very rough and tumble at the table with Bernard, because Bernard said, well, how about we get some of these wristbands, and how about we get some more of these programs? And she's like, excuse me, how much money do they cost? Well, they cost $1,000 a page, you know, whatever it was. She goes, no, we ain't using those. And we have wristbands up the wazoo from last year, so we're using those. So, okay, next topic. Like, very, like, in your face.
Right.
And then there was a
I think you would like
But
that.
There was something about that I did like as well. Yes. See? And so we have her here today.
Yes.
She also holds a particular politocal position in Trenton.
It is the notorious West Ward 1 committee person, Rachel Cogsville. Yay!
All right. Well, listen to that crowd. They love you, Rachel. They love you. Now she's not saying anything.
Say hello.
You can't hold up pictures anymore. Now you can say hi.
Hey, guys.
Oh, she sounds so shy.
Oh, my God.
Totally not.
I have to be the opposite of how Frank first met me. So I'm going to be very quiet.
Well, this is even more disturbing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm melting. Anyway.
Oh, it's so hot.
So welcome. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. So humbled. And now I'm very much proud to be part of Trenton Waves.
Oh, thank you.
Are you asking us or telling us?
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
It's not an ask. It's a tell. And I'm very humbled that you guys asked
really?
Me. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
So sweet. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you my first question. Dive right in. What in your journey of life has brought you to Trenton?
I was born here. I left in 87, went to school in Virginia, graduated from college. 2 weeks after graduation, I became a state correctional officer in Virginia. And I returned home in 96, 9.5 years later. And when I returned home, that's when I decided to remain and to continue the lineage of my parents.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your history in Trenton, when you were born and you're growing up and your parents, because I know your parents have been here how many years?
They bought the house in 67.
Wow. So had they grown up in Trenton? Or
no.
They, oh, okay.
No. So my mother is from Rochester, New York.
Oh, okay.
My dad is born Harlem, raised Pittsburgh. And they met at Mount Union College in Ohio.
Whoa, oh, wow.
My parents, one is African-American and my mother is Caucasian. They had myself and my brother. One is very grassroots and the other person is a developer.
Oh, okay. Who's who? Which is which?
My mom is the community grassroots and is kind of unique in her own right. And she has done a lot of things in Trenton. Mm-hmm. And my dad is a developer, retired developer.
Okay, so you grew up in Trenton then, and then you left to go to college. So growing up in Trenton, what was that like for you?
My parents were actually looking at different houses. Mm-hmm. My parents were looking at Berkeley Square. Mm-hmm. They were looking in Hiltonia. They were living on the other side of the park. I believe the street was Lenape. I'm not sure. But they were trying to find more of a neighborhood where they saw children playing among each other.
Oh, cool.
And that's how they found Carteret Avenue.
Oh, wow.
That's
really nice.
So that must have been a really nice place to grow up.
Yes.
Yeah, with kids around. And
yes.
So you went to Trenton High?
I actually went to Princeton High. And yes, my parents paid tuition.
So then you left to go to college.
Yes.
All right, let's jump to when you come back now. What made you come back? I know you said you came back and decided this is where you wanted to stay. Why?
So I actually came back because I was a correction officer and I got hurt while on duty. So I'm medically retired from corrections. Mm-hmm. And so I came home to take over the family home. I didn't think I was going to stay. I thought I'd be returning back to Virginia, but my heart made me stay.
So your heart just said, nah, we can't go back. We got to stay here. So you decided to plant yourself back in Trenton.
Yes.
Okay. So you're in your family home then?
Yes.
Yes. And the same home that your parents bought those years ago.
Yes. Yep. And that house is over 100 years old, and that house still has its original woodwork. So I try to keep everything as it was.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
My parents were the third homeowners.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
house
is cool.
Was built in early 1890s.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So yours is more of a, I guess it would be like a Victorian, right?
Kind of, yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
So that's cool because I love house. So you like housing, you like history.
Yes.
How does that manifest? Because I know you're an activist too. Is that what you would call yourself, an activist?
I guess I would put myself as a person for those who don't know how to speak up or afraid to speak up. I will go ahead and speak for you. Yeah.
You were a corrections officer, came home.
My
and
mom.
And now you're, the grassroots person.
My mom. So my mom is the one who started the rent control board. Now they call it the rent stabilization board. Also, she worked for Planned Parenthood.
Oh, wow.
And her last years, while battling with breast cancer, she volunteered full time at Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go onto my political page on Facebook, there's a video.
Mm-hmm.
It's called House Without a Door. It speaks candidly about my parents.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Check that out. House Without a Door.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm very kind of straightforward, yes?
Yes, which we love.
And to be quite frank with you, some people don't have time to go around the block, up the corner, to the street, to the avenue, just to get to the boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of person where if I see something, I'm just going to speak on it, and that's it.
Good.
We can just move on.
I love that.
Let me tell you how my parents met.
Yes.
Okay.
Please do. Yes.
Mount Union. So you have
Ohio.
Ohio. So my dad is walking down the courtyard. There's a game of football going on, and he sees these guys going up in the air, and they're like, damn, somebody's really tackling these guys. Behold, it was his wife,
what?
My mom.
I was just thinking, oh, it was your mother playing, and I'm joking myself.
No.
But that's exactly how it happened?
Playing hands-on football with guys, and she was tackling them.
Oh, my goodness.
And tossing them in the air?
And tossing them in the air. And my dad played football throughout his whole life in Pittsburgh.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he very much into sports. And yeah.
So he was like, I'm marrying that one. She's the one I want.
Wow. So.
And how long have your parents been married?
So my mom had passed away in 84.
Mm-hmm.
So she was 42. And I guess they met maybe when they were 20.
Oh, wow.
19.
Wow.
They were married for great 20 years.
Is your dad with us?
Yes. Dad is 82, 83.
And How's he doing?
Oh, man, he walks about maybe 4 or 5 miles every
Good
day.
Good for him.
He lives in Harlem. So he was the head of UPI, United Progress Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
He left UPI, and then he went to HUDC, Harlem Urban Development Corporation, where he had retired.
I wonder if he knows my friend. I went to school with Mitchell Silver, who is the Parks Department Commissioner of New York City.
He may.
So I'm thinking they might know each other. Yeah, because we went to Holy Cross Grammar School together. And I'm like, I know the Parks Commission of New York.
Probably. Same kind of circle.
Yeah, yeah. How did you get involved with Isles? Because I love Isles. I think they're great.
I'm a board member of Isles. Marty Johnson, founder, asked me to a meeting.
Okay.
And he was like, Rachel, here's so much about you and everything that you're doing, and you're very much a community grassroots person, and we would love for you to be on the board. So there it is.
Yeah, I wonder what Marty heard.
Perhaps the work of Carteret Avenue.
Tell us about that.
Carteret Avenue, every single house was lived in. All the houses were kept. There were no problems on Carteret Avenue. So when I returned 9.5 years later, I saw Carteret abandoned homes. I saw an abandoned lot that was a illegal dumping site. Hardscape was less desirable, so there was a lot of work to be done. That's when I found myself at City Hall, the inspections department, and I would go there about 3 or 4 times a week.
So they knew you well.
For over 15 years. And then what happened was I started to do a neighborhood walkthrough with the inspections department, and I've been doing that since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it annually. Because of COVID, I'm not sure if we're going to do it this year or not.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we let the neighbors know the do's and the don'ts.
Ooh, I like this.
And if the don'ts get fixed, then the donors will get a summons or violations.
Ooh.
So you can do this in any neighborhood, I'm assuming.
Yes.
This is educational. What's the scope of that walkthrough? Like, how big of a property do you, is it just a couple of blocks, or is like, we're going to walk through the whole South Ward? You can't do that. But
no, so I do it in my direct neighborhood.
Okay, like your block.
Within my association.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably about 175 parcels.
Mm-hmm.
We do the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my forms. The inspector, he will have his database,
mm-hmm.
if you will. And we just check off what needs to be addressed.
Okay.
You know, what I used to do was hand flyers mm-hmm. to all the houses and kind of give a little heads up. Hey, guys, this is our annual walkthrough mm-hmm. with the City of Trenton Inspections Department. Please don't forget to ensure that your property is kept up.
Right.
Okay. And then I'll give some examples. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, so you give them a heads up. You give them a warning.
Right.
That's a warning before the warning almost.
Yeah,
right?
That's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's because nice. The walkthrough is like, okay, you need to fix this.
Yeah.
And right. If you don't, then you're going to get. So it's like three, but two chances.
Yeah. But right, see, you know, the inspections, you know, we work together,
mm-hmm.
work with the neighbors and say, mm-hmm. listen, you know, can you guys do this? You know, how much time do you need? You know, whatever. If it's something really needs a heavy lift,
mm-hmm.
then we try to point them in the right direction of how to get it handled.
Okay, so like,
you know, not everybody can afford to paint their whole entire house.
Right,
but you could bring your garbage pails in.
Right. No, but like if that's an issue, that you can point them to maybe where they can get financial help to get that done.
Right, mm-hmm. Or why don't you start on the front facing?
Right.
Right.
And then, you know, save up some money and then buy some paint and then start your side facing.
Sure. Right.
So when someone gets a summons, does that go to, let's say they're renters, they're not owners. What's
the owners will get it.
Okay.
And then if it's, let's say, if it's debris or if it's something on the porch, let's say you have some people who has living room furniture out on the front porch.
Yes.
Right.
That is a safety. Okay. Yes. It's a, you know, it can be an eyesore, but it is true a safety issue. It is a fire issue. A couple years ago, unfortunately, we lost a fireman. What happened was a person was smoking. They thought the cigarette was out. It was a living room chair on the front porch and it caught on fire. And I believe it was a fireman who lost his life. This is a few years back.
Okay. So it's a fire issue too. Well, it's a safety fire.
It's a safety. Okay. It's a safety. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. I never did understand that because I understand people want to put furniture on their, you know, you want to sit out. I totally get that. I love that. But just forget the safety, but you're putting things out in the elements that are fabric. Mm-hmm. They're going to get moldy and they're going to mm-hmm. smell and it's just mm-hmm. going to, I don't know, I just didn't think it was ever a good idea to put upholstered furniture outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a good resource. So you're a good resource for information. How did you get all this knowledge? Just by going to the inspections every week?
You know, just saying, I have an issue with this, I have a concern with this, you know, mm-hmm. this abandoned house, we got to do something, mm-hmm. we know, what are we doing here, you know, Carteret Avenue is a gateway, if you will,
mm-hmm.
because it's right off of 29, is right across our historic park, which is Cal Water,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's also a cut through, because there's a lot of people that would drive on Parkside, cut on Carteret to avoid the light on the corner of West State and Parkside.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very much of a cut through, especially in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was complaining at the inspections department, little did I know there was a grant from HUD to a redevelopment of an area.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, they selected Carteret Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the complaining and with Mayor Doug Palmer and the Palmer administration, we were able to redevelop Carteret Avenue of over $2 million.
Wow. Oh, so where would that money go? What did you use it for?
8 homes turned into 11 dwellings. 2 of them are duplexes.
Mm-hmm.
They're all lived in.
Mm-hmm.
They're all owned. They're all on a tax roll. We got all new sidewalks. We got new curbs.
Nice.
We don't have the regular street lights. I demanded teardrop street lighting.
Oh, okay.
And then we also got the street repaved.
Nice.
Oh, all right.
So
done.
18 years.
Wow.
And we finished it 2 years ago with the street paving.
Great.
Yep. And then the abandoned lot, I turned that into a social garden.
Oh.
And it's called For You Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the front, I just did the planters, well, mm-hmm. the plants. If you go towards the middle of it, is herbs and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And then in the back is a patio area.
Nice. Oh, nice.
And the whole neighborhood could enjoy that.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
So do you find that when you start doing stuff like that and you start beautifying, it's kind of like a snowball effect. You start doing a little thing and people start seeing this change happening and they see the positive of that change and then they want more and then they get involved. And then they, at the very least, they don't get involved and do something. They at least can help maintain it and take pride in it. And it just becomes this now evolving bigger, in a positive way, in a positive fashion.
Right.
And it starts to spread.
Right.
So that's the point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, you have folks who may complain all the time behind the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Instead of complaining all the time or shooting darts at whatever, mm-hmm. why don't you just roll up your sleeves and get to work
there
and
do something positive? There you go. Exactly right. Now, we just came off of a work project with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was elevating Hermitage Avenue with planters. And mm-hmm. it looked great. Are those planters, everything still looking good?
Oh, it's great.
Real? Okay. Oh, you know, yeah. let me say something. There's so much negativity. That's one of the reasons why we do this podcast. So much negativity. We heard one person saying, oh, I don't know why you're bothering, wasting your time. They're going to steal them tonight. They'll be gone tomorrow. Blah, 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 the planters. And now, as we're saying, weeks later, they're still there. They still look great. People are still enjoying them.
Oh, they're in bloom.
And they're in bloom.
So you organized this because you got a grant from...
I Am Trenton.
I Am Trenton. Yes. You've been on the show twice.
Yes.
I Am Trenton.
So you got a grant and you took that money and you bought planters and plants and soil and a bunch of people came out and we all chipped in and did what we could. People devoted their time and...
Energy.
Cleaned
sweat equity.
Up. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And it was fun. You had pizza and you had a DJ and it was really a lovely day.
Yeah.
And the neighbors and the community came out and I think they really enjoyed seeing us there and seeing that somebody cared about their little street. And again, like I was saying, if you put some care into something, I think people do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. If I can get a smile.
Yeah.
That's all I ask for.
That's right.
If I can get a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And say, we appreciate this.
Right.
That's what is needed.
You got a lot of smiles.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you get any smiles that day?
I go there periodically, daytime, nighttime, whenever I feel like mm-hmm. it. I talk to the guys. They're very happy about it. And I'm actually surprised because we know the element there. Mm-hmm. They're really respecting the mm-hmm. planters.
That's mm-hmm. it.
I have not found litter inside. I have not found cigarette butts. When I come on the block, when they see me, they respect what's going on and they kind of try to do whatever they do in a respectful manner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would tell some of the higher up guys, listen, you know, there's some litter around here. What are we doing? And then they'll go ahead and get it cleaned up within 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
What is more rewarding is the guys assumed that we were from the city of Trenton
mm-hmm.
as you know, and I said, no, we're from Trenton.
We're residents. You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we care about Trenton. We care about this neighborhood. And every neighborhood deserves the best.
Right. Isn't it important that people know that you care about them? Like, we're not here because we're been paid to be here. We're not here because we're looking for a political agenda. We're not here because we're looking for anything other than to help you, our neighbors, because we're in the same boat. We're all here together.
Right.
We're all, yes.
And we're just here to make us all have life and have it more abundantly beautiful,
mm-hmm.
right? In some way.
Yes.
And I think planting flowers is a great way to start. Yeah. That's a start.
Yeah. And I had thought I would be spending more money than the grant, but I actually have a lot of money left over.
Ooh.
And the reason being is because when I went to Home Depot, our local Home Depot, you know, and they try to give back to Trenton. So mm-hmm. I went there and the guy was like, yo, what are you going to do with all this soil and mulch and everything? And I told him and he said, okay. And I said, well, you know, I also have to buy some plants. Now we'll let you know, Isles donated the perennials to us. And so I had to get some annuals. So I went to Home Depot. I told the garden manager what I was doing and I said I'll be back in about an hour to purchase. So when I returned back, he said, you know, I had a talk with our manager, and I told him what was going on, and he showed me the flyer, and we don't want you to purchase one single flower. We're going to donate every single flower.
All right, Home Depot.
Oh, I got the chills.
Over on Olden Avenue?
Yes.
Oh, God bless them guys.
Yeah,
all right,
give them a plug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Huge plug. Yes.
Yes, that's the Home Depot.
So that's
on
how
Olden
I was
Avenue.
Able mm-hmm. to have money left over. So guess what?
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 We'll be going to a neighborhood near you.
Ooh. Really? What neighborhood?
I'm not sure yet. So I went to Home Depot today just to see if they have any annuals or whatever. So the season is not really good. Right. So now I have to figure out mm-hmm. what to do. So maybe looking at some fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I kind of know the area.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it. And I'm, if you will, I'm kind of grooming the area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like to do the perennials and the annuals. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. now I'm thinking maybe something a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
maybe a whole different angle. So mm-hmm. I'm still
mm-hmm.
brainstorming.
Yeah.
I'm brainstorming.
Yeah, keep us posted on this.
Yeah, because we could always announce.
But I
things.
Have to go back to I Am Trenton,
mm-hmm.
right?
Just to go ahead and make sure I get their approval to say, sure, the money that you have left over, you have our blessings to do.
Hey, what if we had I Am Trenton on the show mm-hmm. and Rachel, and mm-hmm. Rachel can do her pitch right on the show to I Am Trenton?
Well, she already has the money.
We'll always get some more money. They're always looking to give money
apply.
Away.
You have to apply.
You have to apply.
Mm.
That's right.
Johnny Carl Lewis and Kelly Ingram, two I Am Trenton monsters.
And Ayanna.
Yes, right. She was at the Elevating Hermitage Avenue project.
Her and Sean. Right.
Speaking of which, mm-hmm. you know who else was there?
Yes.
Trenton's own Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie McMullen.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, Bernard.
Bernard.
Now, I have a question. He told us something very interesting a few shows ago.
What?
The TCCA Awards episode.
Mm-hmm.
He told us that Rachel Cogsville
mm-hmm.
was actually the originator of Taste Trenton. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are.
We can't wait till that comes back full force.
Yeah.
Because I love that event.
Taste Trenton is an awesome, awesome, awesome initiative.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's
and I also created the Catherine Graham Community Builder because it was just a community award. So we named it after Catherine Graham.
Who is?
She is a political forefront of a woman. Her name was Stoney. She does not play.
Mm.
You will know exactly who she is.
Is she still with us?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay. Darn it.
Her and my dad were very good friends. She actually used to change my diapers.
Oops.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Somebody had to do it.
Right? Someone had
I mean, put it like this.
Why
the village
Stoney?
Had raised me.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So while my mom was protesting, doing whatever, mm-hmm. and my dad was in New York, you mm-hmm. know, somebody
yeah.
had to.
No surprise you became a corrections officer. You see how she's become a lot more comfortable now.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It takes some time.
She's letting that part of her show through now.
Yeah. Now, you also are very involved with the cleanup of lots and like empty lots.
Illegal dumping.
Yeah, the illegal dumping. Now, I saw something on Facebook. Are you having something soon?
We're having a billboard reveal.
What's this?
Yes. Okay, so I'm very much of a message person.
Okay.
I don't want to say too much about the reveal.
Okay.
But
yeah,
there's
don't.
A message on this billboard.
Yeah. Now, where is the billboard?
This one is we're doing three.
Oh.
Oh
one
wow.
in August, September, October.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Prospect and Stuyvesant.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we're having Perry and Stockton. And
okay.
then the last will be South Clinton and Greenwood.
Hmm. Oh, okay. All three areas I know.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I needed the gateways.
Yes.
Because we're sending messages to the illegal dumpers, the perpetrators.
Oh, nice.
The perpetrators, okay.
The issue is there are a lot of people afraid to speak mm-hmm. because they don't know if they're going to be in jeopardy. So myself and Aziz, when we go in the alleyways to look for illegal dumping sites, we also do have the conversations with the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And we let them know and we say, you know, if you see one of us, pull us to the side, give us some info, and then we'll do
okay.
what we need to do.
Very
so
cool.
that's coming up August, September, and October.
Those three in each part of okay. Trenton.
Okay.
Yes.
But are you having a cleanup anytime soon?
Because of the COVID, we have a lot of our volunteers are from College of New Jersey
mm-hmm.
and some writer mm-hmm. students. So because of the COVID and
oh,
everything
yeah.
is virtual
right.
learning.
Yeah, you can't know. Do much cleanup on Zoom.
Right. Okay. However, I did find out that there's a few people I know where they said they have some high school students
mm-hmm.
who would like to do so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I kind of have to let Octavia and Aziz know we're going to be putting our boots back on and getting into.
Let's go.
I have not joined you yet for one of those. I would like to once you get
And you
back
don't have to worry about going to a gym afterwards.
I'm sure you don't.
I'm worried about that.
No worries.
So there's a rumor, Rachel. Maybe I heard correctly. I hope I did. Are you going to be running for city council?
Yes.
In the upcoming, tell us about that.
Really?
Yes, yes. I am going to be running again. I ran 2018 for at large, and I lost by 23 votes.
What?
Are you kidding?
So,
wow.
With that being said, yes, I am going to be running again.
Yay.
I have yet to decide if it's going to be the West Ward or at large.
Okay. Now, if you're running for West Ward, being from the South Ward, I can't vote for you.
No, ma'am.
But I can if you're at large.
Yes, ma'am.
Do it large. Do it large.
So we can vote for you.
Yeah.
So that is in the year what?
May 10th, 2022.
Write that in your calendar, folks. May 10th, 2022.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
you'll be
and
great.
And I do have to say I was just elected under the Trenton Dems as Sergeant of Arms.
What does that mean?
Helping to keep things in order.
No, because you're no nonsense. You cut to the chase.
That's
you're
good. Like, all right, so Rachel, would you like to stick around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
How's that coffee over there? You still drinking it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's good.
Okay, Trenton Waves. Trenton Waves, you can reach us online at TrentonWaves.com. You can subscribe to us on all of your favorite podcast directories. We are on every single one of them, just past our 100,000 listener mark.
Wow.
That's insane.
Wow.
That's great. There's less people that live in Trenton than listen to this show.
That is wonderful. Thank you guys for listening.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TrentonWaves. You can like us and share us and like us several hundred thousand times. I don't know if you can do that, but you can try all social media platforms except for TikTok because I don't like TikTok.
And I don't get TikTok.
I'm not getting into it. I don't like it and whatever. And
okay,
Snapchat.
That was great.
Instagram. All right, Rachel, I'm doing my plugs. Will you please? Facebook. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, we're on all of them.
And keep your eyes out for your postcards.
And keep your eyes out for your postcards. Rachel, what do you got?
Coming up Saturday, August 8th, 11 o'clock, Prospect and Stuyvesant Avenue, NIA, Neighborhood Improvement Association. We will be doing our first reveal of the illegal dumping billboard.
Ooh, nice.
This
and
sounds
not, and
exciting.
You can't share that message with us.
No, it's
not
a reveal.
Yet. It's a
get
reveal.
It?
I get it. I get it.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Figured
okay.
Maybe.
Cool.
Our listeners
can What's
ask.
That
and
address again?
Prospect and Stuyvesant.
Okay.
Yes.
It's
and
a corner.
Yes, a corner.
Okay.
Yep. And I do have to say kudos to Wilskins because he designed the billboard for
Did
us.
He Wait, he's a designer too?
Oh, sorry, Wills. But yeah.
I can't keep up with this dude. I really can't.
He does a little bit of everything. I think he's a
Except,
renaissance
You know
man.
What he doesn't do? This show.
Yeah. But he's so like overly committed, and sometimes I can be a flea and or a mosquito.
You could definitely be a mosquito, I can see. A flea, I don't know about that.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, let me just get her done and out the way because she keeps buzzing by my ear.
That's great. Just to add on to that, if you're a resident of Trenton, you have to take ownership of your, even if it's just your little space, wherever it is, if
your
it's
square.
Just your square,
mm-hmm.
yes. and sweep it, mind it, watch out for it, look out for your neighbors. If you're feeling fearful about maybe stepping out and doing something yourself, there are avenues for you to anonymously report mm-hmm. crimes,
yes.
dumping, people peeing in front of, this is a pet peeve of mine, I don't understand, but I will call guys out screaming. And they quickly, you know, run away.
Yeah.
Or and I will take pictures of license plates and so there are things you can do anonymously
yes.
where
yes.
you don't feel afraid.
Right.
So you may report on under the TrentonPolice.org, which is my block.
Mm-hmm.
That is anonymous. And you may also report on Gov Alert app.
Mm-hmm.
And there you will go ahead and whatever the issue may be,
mm-hmm.
whether it is animal related, if it is streets, if it's houses, whatever the issue may be,
mm-hmm.
you may report it on Gov Alert. And it's great because it is a tracking system.
Oh, good. All right.
Your big question. Here we go.
My question is, imagining your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
A place where everyone respects one another in harmony and takes pride in where they live.
Amen. I like that.
Well, that was awesome.
It was very
That was a long time
thank
coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We
thank
are humbled you. To have We're very you humbled. On the
yes.
show.
All right. This has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.